The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Mystic cards in Devil Reef, the second Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy cycle. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. A quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get a auto fail. And the cards in between receive a +1/+0 or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. The first Mystic card in the pack is Blood Pact. This is a 2-cost asset that has willpower and combat skill icons. The spell and pact trait, it has a free triggered ability. Add 1 doom to Blood Pact. You get +2 willpower for this skill test, limit once per test. And it has a free triggered ability. Add 1 doom to Blood Pact. You get +2 combat for this skill test, limit once per test. Now, this is a downgrade for Blood Pact 3 from the Blood on the Altar Mythos pack way back in the Dunwich Legacy. Again, close to Keen Eye in level of popularity. The other three talents from that pack being far more popular and powerful. Two of those, all three of those ended up on the list of taboos, and these two did not. Again, this one doesn't cost experience points, so it is now an option for off-class mystics and the Dunwich Investigators. It's worth noting that it is slightly weaker than its level 3 counterpart. You're only getting a +2 bonus versus +3 for the permanent version. Now, I did play the permanent version in a Norman Withers deck, and it actually worked out quite well. For me, I was very happy to have purchased it, but I think generally speaking, players tend to shy away from these effects that add doom to cards in play, and largely because there's still only one way of reliably removing that in the player card pool, that being
moving. Yeah, if that archetype had a little more support or ways to remove doom, this card would be pretty good actually. You have Arcane Initiate, which adds Doom to it, and can find this card, which is pretty decent. I think this one is much better than Keen Eye, at least in the decks that want it. But that being said, there just isn't really enough ways to get rid of Doom once you put it on there, so it's very risky.
Yeah, and I think one of the things worth mentioning here is that when this was released back in the Dunwich Legacy, the card that removes Doom, Moonlight Ritual, was released in a Mythos pack from that cycle. And so far, we haven't seen any cards in this cycle that remove Doom. So if you were to pick up this card, or say the next card that we're going to talk about, Abyssal Tome, you just don't have the cards to remove the Doom. So I'm not too sure why somebody would want to play this if they have to go out and pick up yet another Mythos pack from a different cycle just to get the card that they need to play with these cards. Now, for completists like you and me, that's not a big deal. We already have the entire card pool at our disposal. But for players who may be new to the game, sort of forcing them to step outside the cycle to find a card, to find the card to make this card more reliable is, I think, is a bit problematic.
I think so too, yeah. Unfortunately, I think it's just part of the way the game has to be designed. There's only so many cards you can fit in a single Mythos pack, and unfortunately, that just isn't enough space to fit all the cards that they probably want to include, so
yeah,
it is what it is, unfortunately.
But I think in terms of power level, I mean, I really liked when I was playing Blood Pact level 3, being able to add a Doom for +3 willpower, +3 combat is huge, especially for a low combat seeker like Norman Withers. He was able to, you know, he could suddenly jack his combat to quite high if he needed to. So yeah, Doom for +1 willpower or +2 willpower and +2 or +2 combat is a trade I think I would be willing to make in certain situations. Like there is the witching hour that you can sometimes sneak in these sorts of effects, and if you've got scenarios where the agenda deck is turning over frequently, you can usually slide in one of these, add a doom here and there to get these benefits. And I mean, Mystics, they love their willpower, so you're not gonna, you should have a chance to use this. And sometimes adding a doom, I mean, you just have to do it. You know, you need that extra willpower to pass a skill test, and this gives that option to you. So,
yeah, or, you know, or it's going to be the skill test that ends the game, and it doesn't matter, like, essentially how much doom you add at that point, you're going to win the game. So, yeah, I think the one of the biggest things for me is that this card has the spell trait, which interacts with a lot of other cards in the Mystic card pool pretty favorably. You can play this for free with Uncage the Soul. You can find it with Arcane Initiate. Yeah, it's a pretty solid card. I think I would rate this at a 0, just because it's very niche in the decks that would want to include it, but in those decks it's very good.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 0 as well. I think it has its home in certain builds, and I know some players do tend to shy away from these types of cards, but I think once you have a chance to play them, then I think they work out better than you expect them to. The second Mystic card in the pack is Abyssal Tome. It is a 2-cost asset that costs 2 experience points. It has intellect and combat skill icons, the item and tome trait. As an action, you can exhaust the Abyssal Tome fight. You may use either intellect or willpower for this attack instead of combat. When you initiate this attack, you may place 1 doom on Abyssal Tome to a maximum of 3. You get +1 skill value and deal +1 damage for this attack. For each doom on Abyssal Tome, it takes up a hand slot. Now, if you are adding 1 doom with Blood Pact, adding 3, that is a whole that's another level of risk that I'm not too sure I'm willing to take a lot of the time. Now, this card does have some interesting interactions because of the tome trait. You can play it with cards like Abigail Foreman, Knowledge is Power, Library Docent, Research Librarian, and Witten Green. If you've maxed this thing out, it's got +3 willpower or intellect and +3 damage. So you're hitting for 4 with this, which is very good. On the downside, it does exhaust, so you are only getting 1 attack with this each turn, unless you have a way of triggering it again, either by playing Knowledge is Power, or if you have this attached to Abigail Foreman, she can trigger it again for you. So if you somehow get surrounded by multiple enemies, you could hit for 4 apiece against them with Abigail. And again, like we said with Blood Pact, there is only there is Moonlight Ritual, which will remove the doom from this. But you can also use Library Docent to bounce this back to your hand and remove the doom that way. It's a little bit there's a quite a few moving parts in that, but if you need to get rid of, say, if you do stack 3 doom on this, you can drop the Library Docent, bounce Abyssal Tome to your hand, and then that doom goes away. And if you happen to have another copy of Abyssal Tome in your hand, you could play that I believe for free. And so perhaps there's a deck there that that has a rotating cast of docents and tomes, and you're able to burn down enemies that way. But I do think this one, unlike a Blood Pack, this one is a little trickier to use, and I could understand why some players might not be take to this card.
Yeah, the issue I think with this card over a card like Blood Pact is that you can't always dictate when you engage enemies. So So you may be forced to add Doom at an untimely situation, which is a knock against this card. But there are other ways of getting rid of this as well. Like perhaps you purposefully fail a Crypt Chill, or you, or perhaps you use your Astral Travel or something and reveal a token, and you choose to discard this when it has a bunch of Doom on it. So there are ways other than using the Docent to get rid of it, but that being said, there are more permanent ways. So that's a thing to keep in mind as well. I think overall, though, this card is probably a zero as well. It's very strong for what it does, and the fact that it doesn't take up an arcane slot can be pretty useful in a lot of Mystic decks.
That hand slot is going to be a nice... it's going to be appealing to Mystics. And, I mean, I often look at cards and when I say, I look at this and I'm like, man, you want to max this out. But even if you just put one Doom on it, you're still hitting for two at plus one, which is pretty, which isn't bad if you need to take down sort of run of the mill enemies and then say you run into an enemy with three health or something like that, and maybe you need to bump it up another Doom. So you've got control of the dial, and if you do happen to be in the witching hour, then you can dial this up to 11 and smoke something, and then not have to worry about it. But it does require, like you said, it does require a little bit more forethought in how you're going to be adding Doom to this, because if you draw an enemy at the wrong time and this is your only way of dealing with them, you'd better have some way of dealing with any of the Doom that you add, so you don't end up putting yourself in a position where you've sort of thrown a couple of free ancient evils out there and find yourself advancing perhaps before you were ready to. That's going to do it for our look at the Mystic cards in Devil Reef. We have Blood Pact and Abyssal Tome, both using the add Doom mechanic, which we haven't seen a whole lot of. It seems to be come out in little dribs and drabs as the card pool grows. Blood Pact, very powerful effect for a Doom. The plus two willpower and plus two combat is very nice, and Abyssal Tome can smash some enemies with it. But again, you have to have a plan for what you're going to do with that doom. And as far as we know at this point, there are no ways in this cycle to deal with it. So you will have to look outside of this cycle for ways to deal with that Doom.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. But that being said, these cards are pretty good in the decks that want to include them. So, you know, if you're looking to play that style of deck, this is a good pack for Mystics. I mean, aside from those decks, I think you could make the occasional use out of Blood Deck or Blood Pact in the occasional Mystic deck, but yeah, I think overall these are pretty good.